Shaw, as in I Shaw. So it becomes Gottschall, Gottschall.
That's Jonathan Gottschall of Washington and Jefferson College in Pennsylvania. For his research into boxing and other combat sports, he decided to try mixed martial arts. He describes the experience in his new book, The Professor in the Cage. Here's Jonathan Gottschall in his own words.
I was working as an adjunct English instructor at a small liberal arts school, and I was pushing up on about 40 years old. And I'd never managed to make it on the tenure track, and I could see that I probably wasn't going to. And one day I'm at my office hours, and I happen to look out the front window of the English department, and this new business has moved in across the street, and it's called Mark Schrader's Academy of Mixed Martial Arts. It's that cage fighting stuff. And I can see the young guys in there. They're in the cage, they're dancing, they're hitting, they're tackling and rolling. And I felt this really strong sense of envy for how alive they seemed in their cage while I was kind of rotting away in my cubicle. And so I had this kind of funny thought. It was just a joke to myself. Wouldn't it be funny if I went across the street and joined them? Me, you know, a college professor, kind of chubby, never been in a fight before. And so over the next couple of weeks or maybe even months, I sort of worked up the courage to cross that street, go get in some fights. So one of the questions I wanted to ask is, why are we attracted to fights? I'd watch fighting on TV, and I'd think to myself, you know, I'm a peace-loving person, I'm civilized, I'm apparently not a sociopath, and yet here I am watching this.
Oh, big elbow! He's got to be careful!
What's wrong with me, and what's wrong with so many of us who are drawn to this kind of violent entertainment?
He's going for a foot lock.
Ritual combat is a term from biology, and the term applies to things like, if you've ever seen a nature video of a couple of elephant seals clashing in the surf or a couple of rams squaring off on the hillside, that's ritual combat. It's a way animals have come up with for deciding who's stronger, fitter, tougher, without the dangers of fighting it out to the death. And I argue that the same is true of people, only more so. People are complicated animals, cultured animals, but we're animals still. And we have all these different varieties of ritual combat, everything from pistols at dawn to deadly duels to verbal duels to play fights of boys to sports. And a lot of these contests will kind of seem silly from the outside or sometimes even kind of pathetic, but they serve an important purpose. They help people thrash out their hierarchies, settle their differences in ways that fall short of all-out violence. In sports, you can fight and fight it out hard, but you walk away friends at the end. I fought a guy named Justin McCloskey. He was a 24-year-old jiu-jitsu specialist. I was almost 40 at the time. I wanted to fight on the ground. And when you want to have a ground fight, one of the ways you can get it to the ground is you can wait for the other guy to throw a strike. And there's always this little spasm, this little twitch in his muscles right before he throws that strike. And that's when you shoot in for your takedown. And I timed it just perfectly. He threw a kick. It thwacked hard into my ribs. And at that very moment, I tackled him, grabbed the back of his knees, and drove him to the canvas. And it was loud, and it was hard, and it was kind of violent. And it felt really good. The first time I got punched really hard in the face, you get it right away. You understand that what you're involved in is, in large part, a brain damage contest. Because it doesn't really hurt your face. It hurts your brain. You can feel your brain sort of rattling around. The pain erupts inside the brain. But when you're in the cage and you're taking those punches, you really understand how much is at stake for the fighters. I was having an argument with my friend Nobu, who's a chemistry professor, and he's a second degree black belt. He'd been training in martial arts for almost 30 years, and I've been training in cage fighting for about a year. And we wanted to do sort of a scientific experiment. And yes, we were kind of tipsy at this point because we were at a faculty party. He'd been wondering, can I really win a fight? Does my karate training actually work? As a scientist, he was interested in actually running the experiment. And the only way to experiment in this area is to actually kind of have the fight. So we square off in the grass. We lean our drinks up against the house. We take off our shoes and our socks. We put our phones and our wallets into our shoes. And we're doing this test. And time and again, I put him on the ground and basically forced him to submit through some sort of choke or joint lock. It was kind of fascinating for both of us, I think, because he knew that his martial arts worked. And yet all of his skills, all of his trainings were neutralized, and not by some martial arts grandmaster, but by a newbie like me. I won. I won big, but I felt tremendous guilt about it, laying awake deep into the night, sort of upbraiding myself. I felt like a bully. I felt like I'd bullied my friend out of this belief that was really central to his identity, that he was a man who knew how to fight. I never slew Goliath, never once. I never beat a decent cage fighter, but I was able to knock around a slightly built chemistry professor pretty well. I continued training for more than 2 years and only gave it up when my body gave out entirely, when I just couldn't do it anymore. There's a tremendously high cost to cage fighting, an obvious cost. I paid a high physical cost to it, to my body. I may have done lasting damage to myself physically. And who knows, maybe I did lasting damage to my brain. Fighting is really, really scary. The pain of it is really, really intense. The anxiety of it is really, really overwhelming. But at the same time, the high of competing in a physical fight is something that's sort of unmatchable. And when I left that gym, you know, for the last time, I left feeling very sad, like this great romance in my life was over and I was too old and too brittle to ever recapture it.
Jonathan Gottschall is the author of The Professor in the Cage, Why Men Fight and Why We Like to Watch.